Shalom Aleichem. We have a fascinating question today as it relates to the Ayin Hara. We have B, who is jealous of A. It could be A's wealth or his health or his children or his amount of learning. There's envy, jealousy from B to A, and accordingly B is placing the Ayin Hara on A. Then the question is as follows: for there to be an Ayin Hara, does it have to be that B actually sees A, or the item that is going to have the Ayin Hara, or an Ayin Hara can be placed even not seeing the individual, just knowing, having knowledge. Across the world, I hear about this individual and I'm jealous of whatever he may have. Can that generate an Ayin Hara as well? Or do you actually have to see the individual or the asset in order for there to be an Ayin Hara? So I'm just going to look into the Sikkum. It's a summary of a chapter on this in the Sefer Ayin Hara Bein Hayadus. We'll just go through some points in the summary. So apparently there are a number of proofs that say that there would only be an Ayin Hara if B can actually see A. And we'll give some examples. Number one, Bilam Harasha, he wanted to curse Klal Yisrael, but he requested that he see Klal Yisrael. He wouldn't give the curse unless he was actually seeing them. So accordingly, based on that, there would apparently only be an Ayin Hara and an effective curse from Bilam if he actually saw. So based on that, you have to see in order for there to be an Ayin Hara. Another example, when we have Klal Yisrael being counted in Parshas Kisisa, the Torah tells us that you have to count Ayyadei Shkalim or some other item. Don't count people directly, but count the items. Light items will be used as a proxy for people. And apparently the reason is there's not going to be an Ayin Hara if we're not seeing the people themselves. We're only seeing an item that represents them. Here again, we would have a proof that in order for there to be an Ayin Hara, you actually have to see the individual. Another example is this, is when they would run a pious in the Beis HaMikdash, a quasi-lottery that they would count, choose a number, and count. They would not count the Kohanim, but they would count their fingers. Kohanim would cut out fingers and they would count the fingers. Why wouldn't they count the Kohanim directly? Why count the fingers? And again, it's the concept, if you're not counting people, you're not looking at people directly, but a proxy for them, there's not going to be an Ayin Hara. So there we have three of a number of other proofs, or quasi-proofs, that indeed for there to be an Ayin Hara, you actually have to see the individual upon which there would otherwise be an Ayin Hara. And if we can't see them, there's not going to be an Ayin Hara. On the other hand, there are proofs in the other direction that there can be an Ayin Hara even in the absence of seeing the individual or the assets of the individual. We'll just give one of them for now. Bishel Ayin Hara Shenitna Sara Imeinu Be'ubra Shel Hagar. Hagar was pregnant. And Sara Imeinu put a Ayin Hara on that ubar, on that fetus in utero, and Hagar had a miscarriage. And obviously you cannot see a fetus in utero when somebody's pregnant, and nonetheless, even without seeing that ubar, even without seeing that fetus, Sarah's Ayin Hara was effective to cause a miscarriage. So that would be a proof that indeed you can have an Ayin Hara, cause an Ayin Hara, even in the absence of seeing the item that will receive the Ayin Hara. There are other proofs to this as well. So the Sefer Ayin Hara says, on the one hand, we have proofs that say that you have to see the item or the individual. On the other hand, we have proofs that say that you can cause an Ayin Hara even without seeing the person or the item. So how do you reconcile these two things? So he says as follows, B'yishuv Ashtiros kasavnu lefarsh b'das rabbeinu shamnam ein kolcha shel Ayin Hara ela b'riyah. Currently, you can only cause an Ayin Hara. Ayin Hara only is going to be effective when you can actually see. Mikomakom riyas adam shenasev lo hehezek maspika. But truth be told, it doesn't have to be that you see the item itself. You can see something that is associated with that item. What does that mean? So, for example, when it came to Hagar, that Sarah didn't actually see the fetus, but it was sufficient that she saw Hagar. As long as she saw Hagar and the fetus is inside, that was sufficient to cause the Ayin Hara. There are also other examples of this Gehazi and Rav Papa, that an Ayin Hara was caused to Gehazi, but no, not to him itself, that he wasn't able to save the son of the Shunamis. There was enough to see Gehazi's in order to cause the Ayin Hara. And same with Rav Papa, there's an example that there was an Ayin Hara that Abaye gave to Rav Papa that Rav Kalpa's parents passed away, but Abai didn't see the parents themselves, so it was sufficient for him to see Rav Papa to cause the Ayin Hara. So based on that, you would have to see something. It can't be that simply thinking across the world will cause somebody an Ayin Hara. Just to continue, truth be told, in the Sefer Ayin Hara, he says that it could very well be that this depends on the philosophy, the perspective of how Ayin Hara works. If we look at an Ayin Hara as something that is, as we typically view, supernatural and damaging to somebody on a supernatural basis, so then it could very well be that it's only going to be effective, A, B, placing an Ayin Hara on A, if he sees directly the item upon which is the Ayin Hara. That's how an Ayin Hara, on a supernatural basis, that's how it's going to be effective. On the other hand, if we look at the Ayin Hara as more a Midas Hadin, that somebody who is looking at A, B is looking at A, and he caused there to be a Midas Hadin that will go and adjudicate and judge A, if he should be punished for something or not, if he is worthy to have the good that he has or not. So a Midas Hadin, that is a judgment that doesn't have to be, we don't need to see the for there to be an effective Ayin Hara. It doesn't have to be that B sees A because he is simply inspiring a Midas Hadin to investigate if A is worthy to have the good that he has or if he should be punished. So if that's the case, then B would not have to see A at all because it's the Midas Hadin that is going to be effective against A. And another svara when it comes to Ayin Hara, if the concept here is Ke'onesh Alad Shitzir Sabrios, if the concept of Ayin Hara is that it's a punishment to A because he caused somebody sorrow, he caused them to be envious of him. In other words, it's not stam envy, it's not simple envy. B is envious of A, and A did nothing to cause that envy. If A caused the envy, or he caused others to look at him in an envious way, meaning he was machti them, he put a stumbling block in front of them, causing them to be envious of him. So in other words, A is responsible for the Ayin Hara. If that's the case as well, then we would have an Ayin Hara even independent of B actually seeing A. It would be sufficient that A has some culpability in the Ayin Hara, and that Ayin Hara could be effective even without the item of A or A himself being seen. It would be sufficient that A is responsible, culpable for causing the Ayin Hara, causing the envy, and that would be sufficient. So that's where the Sefer indeed ends up. It's not exactly clear on our issue if the person has to see or if it's enough in thought, even in the absence of seeing. And it comes down to the rationales that we have as to why is there an Ayin Hara. If it's something that is supernatural, indeed, then you would have to see. But if it's more of a Midas Adin, or because A has responsibility in causing the Ayin Hara, then it would not have to be that that B has to see A, and it would be sufficient machshava, thoughts, envy. Certainly, if A created that envy, then B would not have to see A or A's assets in order for the Ayin Hara to be effective. Have a wonderful day.